All right, we need to call this as it is. Donald Trump and MAGA Pete Hegseth are waging an intense political persecution campaign against a decorated public servant, Mark Kelly. Pete Hegseth is escalating this political lawfare campaign today against a retired U.S. Navy captain. Mark Kelly is a combat veteran who flew 39 missions during Operation Desert Storm. He's a NASA astronaut who has flown on 4 space missions and commanded the space shuttle Endeavour. So this decorated public servant who has dedicated decades of his life to this country, both in uniform and in space, is being surgically targeted by Donald Trump, who decided not to serve when he was called, and Pete Hegseth, who did serve, but then was a failed Fox News host who was plucked out because Donald Trump likes to watch the weekend news. Pete Hegseth, within his first month in office, took more traitorous actions than anything Mark Kelly has ever done by leaking Houthi coordinates, by leaking our launch strike coordinates against the Houthis to an Atlantic reporter named Jeffrey Goldberg. Just a complete reckless derelict of duty coming from Pete Hegseth, who has done more traitorous actions than Mark Kelly ever has. Either way, I digress. Today, Pete Hegseth announces that they are taking more administrative actions against Mark Kelly for this innocuous video in which he says, "You can refuse illegal orders," which is in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. As Maine points out, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Article 92, says they must obey only lawful orders, those aligned with the Constitution and laws. They must ignore unlawful ones, as following them can lead to court-martial under UCMJ articles. Sedition? Nope. It is following the Code of Military Justice. Yet Donald Trump tweeted out, last week, quote, "The traitors that told the military to disobey my orders should be in jail right now, not roaming the fake news networks trying to explain what they said was okay. It wasn't and never will be. It was sedition at the highest level." So we have Donald Trump reverse engineering this sedition charge because he saw it on Fox News, and we have Pete Hegseth on the ground carrying out the actual political persecution, which we will get to in just one moment. Can I also point out that this entire video of Mark Kelly saying you can refuse illegal orders was vindicated after we learned about the double tap strike on September 2nd in the Caribbean Sea. It is extra vindicated now that Donald Trump is launching a weird illegal unilateral war against Venezuela and failing at regime change. Don't get it wrong. The regime change is failing right now. You can't remove Maduro and then replace Maduro with his handpicked vice president, who is the same exact regime. The same regime is in charge right now, and Pete Hegseth is trying to distract from that by taking it out on Senator Mark Kelly. I want to read Pete Hegseth's statement in just one moment, but let me also point out that last month, in middle December, Pete Hegseth picked a fight with Mark Kelly in a closed-door meeting. Literally, they were going back and forth. Pete Hegseth and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly had a contentious exchange Tuesday as the defense secretary attempted to defend controversial strikes on alleged drug boats. This happened about 20 days ago on December 15th. Hegseth, 45, was briefing lawmakers on the Senate Armed Services Committee about the Trump admin's strikes in the Caribbean Sea. Many have questioned the legality of these lethal actions, in particular, the one double strike of someone who was clinging to boat wreckage. After Kelly asked about the strikes, Hegseth contrasted lawful and unlawful orders, according to Punchbowl News. This was an apparent reference to how Hegseth's Defense Department is investigating the senator for participating in a video reminding troops that they should disobey unlawful orders, as the Uniform Code of Military Justice says. Kelly, a former Navy captain, interrupted Hegseth and said his question was unrelated to the department's probe, according to the report. The exchange escalated, with Kelly eventually mentioning how Hegseth in 2016 said that Donald Trump would get himself in trouble if he ordered troops to follow illegal orders. So Pete Hegseth knows what the UCMJ says. Pete Hegseth knows that Donald Trump could get troops in trouble, yet Pete Hegseth is now playing defense for Donald Trump. That brings us on to what happened today. Kyle Griffin reports, Pete Hegseth says the military has started administrative actions against Senator Mark Kelly for his video saying that service members should refuse illegal orders. This could result in a reduction in his retirement rank and military pension. This honestly makes me sick to my stomach. The traitorous administration is trying to inverse reality and say that an actual dedicated public servant should have his retirement rank reduced and his military pension reduced. This is made especially disgusting by the fact that Pete Hegseth likely broke the Uniform Code of Military Justice by making his troops pray for Charlie Kirk on September 10th. Just complete hypocrisy coming from this administration. Let's check out what Pete Hegseth said, and we'll debunk as it goes. Just remember, everything he's saying is on faulty foundations. He is trying to claim that this is breaking the Uniform Code of Military Justice, when what Mark Kelly said is directly in line.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
It's as simple as that. That is what they are targeting him for, those few words right there. Pete Hegseth wrote, 6 weeks ago, Senator Mark Kelly and five other members of Congress released a reckless and seditious video that was clearly intended to undermine good order and military discipline. What? If you're this worried about someone saying that they should refuse illegal orders, it leads us to think that you might be giving out illegal orders. He says, as a retired Navy captain who is still receiving a military pension, Captain Kelly knows he is still accountable to military justice. And the Department of War, the American people, expect justice. Lord have mercy. This is some evil stuff. They are targeting the military pension of a 61-year-old retired senator and military captain and trying to take it away. Therefore, in response to Senator Mark Kelly's seditious statements and his pattern of reckless misconduct, the Department of War is taking administrative action against Captain Mark E. Kelly. Are we living in the movie Idiocracy? Like, not even in the movie Idiocracy did they rename the Department of Defense to the Department of War and was the main guy saying stuff like this.
Nicolas Maduro had his chance, just like Iran had their chance, until they didn't and until he didn't. He effed around and he found out.
So they changed the Department of Defense name to the Department of War, and they're speaking in memes now. I mean, you go on to the Department of Homeland Security account, it's memes of people getting deported, memes of people's lives being ripped apart. This dude is not a serious actor whatsoever. That's why he's getting in fights with Mark Kelly behind the scenes and carrying out Trump's orders in front of everyone. Like, they are literally targeting a dedicated public servant, a captain, an astronaut, by having Pete Hegseth carry out Trump's orders. It's all just so backwards. He then says, to ensure this action, the Secretary of War has also issued a formal letter of censure. Oh, right above this, he says, the department has initiated retirement grade determination proceedings, with reduction in his retired grade resulting in corresponding reduction in retired pay. They're trying to reduce his rank. This is insane. Captain Kelly has been provided notice of the basis for this action and has 30 days to submit a response. The retirement grade determination process directed by Secretary Hegseth will be completed within 45 days. Captain Kelly's status as a sitting U.S. senator does not exempt him from accountability. Oh, but Trump's status as the president exempts him from all accountability, and he has total immunity for some reason. While this is happening, let me just point out, Mike Walls, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., who helped Pete Hegseth leak this Signal group chat months back, is now trying to defend our strikes in front of the Security Council of the United Nations. Listen to his justification. This is what they're distracting.
As Secretary Rubio stated just yesterday, this is the Western Hemisphere. This is where we live. And we're not going to allow the Western Hemisphere to be used as a base of operation for our nation's adversaries and competitors and rivals of the United States. You can't turn Venezuela into the operating hub for Iran, for Hezbollah, for gangs, for Cuban intelligence agents, and other malign actors that control that country. You cannot continue to have the largest energy reserves in the world under the control of adversaries of the United States, under the control of illegitimate leaders, and not benefiting the people.
So he's essentially saying here that if a country has resources and if they disagree with the U.S., that gives the United States the right to intervene and grab these resources. He says if a country in the Western Hemisphere where we live has this, we are not going to allow them to use this hemisphere as a base of operation for adversaries. So he's just endlessly justifying taking over other countries, and now they're wondering why Mark Kelly said you can refuse illegal orders. Mark Kelly had this to say last year in regards to the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
We put out that video because I know people are really unsettled in the U.S. military. Are they crossing a line? And it is just a reminder to them that in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, it clearly states that members of the military have to follow orders, but they are not required They actually are not allowed to follow illegal orders. Sometimes it can be hard for people to distinguish what is legal and what isn't. And it's really challenging for them to navigate this. We wanted to let them know that if they have to make this kind of decision, we have their backs.
And rather than providing any sort of clarity like a leader, Pete Hegseth decides to muddy the waters, persecute Mark Kelly for this, and make his life a living hell. It's honestly funny that I put the words Pete Hegseth and clarity in the same sentence. I know. There is no clarity whatsoever, just recklessness. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this video, double check to make sure you're subscribed and drop a like below. I love you all, and peace out.